Hi, this is Daniel Garb, the movies for CulturalMoney.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. This week, I'm looking at two new movies, a dark comedy and a romantic drama. There's a true crime writer in search of a killer on the Isle of Capri, and a dishonorably discharged sailor looking for forbidden love in the casinos of Las Vegas. But first, with Hot Docs continuing through the weekend, I'm mentioning some more documentaries there that caught my fancy. Endless Cookie, co-directed by Peter and Seth Scriver, is a highly original animated film that uses bright colors and stylized characters in the form of elastic bands or peaches to retell the stories of two half-brothers, one from the Shamattawa First Nation in northern Manitoba, the other from Toronto's Kensington Market. Coexistence My Ass by Canadian filmmaker Amber Ferris, who made Speed Sisters in 2015, looks at an Israeli stand-up comic who uses her tragic hilarity in Hebrew, Arabic, and English as a scathing critique of her own country's policies. My Boyfriend the Fascist, directed by Matthias Lindner, is an intimate personal film about a leftist Italian filmmaker in South Tyrol and his virulently anti-communist Cuban-Italian lover who is drifting further and further to the extreme right. Supernatural, directed by Ventura Durrell, is about an MD forced to deal with the legacy of his own dad, who was famous as a shaman and a telepathic healer who still has grateful followers, including one woman who swears he saved her life. And finally, Ragnhild Eckner's Ultras is a stunning impressionistic look at the shared subculture of superfans at soccer clubs on four continents, including chants and tifos, both elaborate synchronized formations in the stands and the creation of massive cloth banners that span a stadium and then disappear in just a few minutes. All of these have played at Hot Docs, including some with additional screenings this weekend. Check them out. Another Small Favor, directed by Paul Feig. It's summer in Connecticut, and Stephanie is a writer and single mom, played by Anna Kendrick, who is sending her son off to camp, which gives her time to promote her latest book, The Faceless Blonde, a true crime saga of adultery, deceit, and murder. She knows the story better than anyone else because she's the one who lived through it all, just barely, and helped the police catch the murderess and lock her up. So, imagine her surprise when she receives a fancy invitation to a wedding on the Isle of Capri, including a private jet flight, a luxury hotel suite, and a seat at the head table as maid of honor. So what's the catch? Well, the bride is Emily, played by Blake Lively, the very same convicted killer who tried to murder her. Somehow, Emily is out of prison and betrothed to a fabulously wealthy and powerful man. Naturally, Stephanie is suspicious. How could she trust the woman who tried to kill her? But in the end, for various reasons, she decides to go to the wedding and film it all on her phone for her popular vlog. The location is lavish, but also dangerous, with a notorious cliff off one of the main roads where many had met their maker. Guests include Sean, played by Henry Golding, Emily's bitter ex-husband, who has known Stephanie intimately, Linda, played by Allison Janney, Emily's conniving aunt, and Margaret, played by Elizabeth Perkins, her batty mother. Dante, played by Michele Moroni, her handsome, brooding fiancé, and Portia, Elena Sofia Ricci, Dante's acid-tongued matriarch. The danger comes from the fact that Dante's family are, well, they're a family, as in connected to the mob, and almost everybody at the party holds a deadly grudge towards at least one other person. Poor Stephanie is left fending off the eye daggers that everyone is sending her way. But even so, she notices soon that some of the main characters are being killed one by one. So who is behind these murders? What is their motive? And can Stephanie make it out of there alive? Okay. Another Simple Favor is a dark comedy thriller about killers killing other killers at a wedding. Apparently, it's a sequel to a similar movie that came out in 2018, but I can't compare it to that since I never saw the original. I can compare it to other high-budget movies made especially for streaming sites. This one is premiering on Prime. It shares their characteristics. Famous director, top stars, exotic locales, racy dialogue, and lots of designer dresses and hats and costumes. Thing is, it's a comedy, but two-thirds of all the jokes fall flat. And it's a mystery, but it's really contrived. The writing and directing are both mediocre at best. The characters are simplistic and just so-so. There's a whole bunch I never even mentioned who have no obvious role in the movie. They're only appearing there because they were in the original film. Blake Lively's Emily tosses the C word like party favors at a wedding. Her character just doesn't seem believable. Henry Golding is irritating. Elizabeth Perkins is embarrassingly bad. Happily, Allison Janney is fun. And Anna Kendrick is truly delightful. And yes, it's crap. I know it's crap, but it's fun crap. And it kept me entertained, even though I knew it was bad. If I had bought a ticket to Another Small Favor in a movie theater, I'd feel kind of ripped off. But since it's a TV movie on a streaming site, it left me feeling mildly entertained. On Swift Horses, directed by Daniel Minahan. It's the 1950s in San Diego after the Korean War. Muriel, played by Daisy Edgar Jones, and Lee, played by Will Poulter, are a newly married couple who moved west from Kansas to seek their fortunes in California. While Lee is infatuated with his new wife, Muriel is more, shall we say, reserved. He wants to move into a new house in a suburban development, but she is reticent to leave the city until she meets Sandra, played by Sasha Cal, a woman whose house borders the new development that they might move into. She's single, independent, and mysterious, someone Muriel feels she can spend some time with. But they're both waiting for Lee's younger brother, Julius, to show up and kick in his share of the mortgage. The two brothers were GIs together in the Navy. The problem is, while Lee is an ordinary grunt, his brother is tall, dark, and handsome with huge ambitions. He's not like us, Lee says. Indeed, he has moved to Nevada to make big bucks in Vegas as a card shark, but he soon realizes since you can't beat a casino, so you may as well join them. The people at the casino place him in the unfinished rafters immediately above the game tables, where he can look down through holes, magnified holes, to spot card counters and cheaters. There he meets Henry, played by Diego Calva, a Mexican man who shares his duties. It's really hot up there, so they strip down to white singlets and pants. And soon, They're sharing an apartment and then a bed, and you can guess the rest. Secretly, of course, is this love? Meanwhile, back in San Diego, Muriel overhears regulars at the diner she works at. She's a waitress, discussing surefire horses to bet on. So she makes her way to the tracks to try her luck. And with some newfound earnings she makes there, she feels confident enough to approach Sandra down the road. Is this just a fling or the real thing? Will Julius ever join them in San Diego? And what would Lee do if he ever discovered both his brother and his wife are flirting with same-sex partners? On Swift Horses is a romantic drama about love in repressive 1950s America. It recreates the era with detailed period sets and music and costumes set against a paintbrush desert sunset. It's just exquisite to look at. It's passionate and erotic with a novelistic scope. It's based on the book by Shannon Pufall. The main characters both find themselves doing illicit and mildly illegal things, both involving gambling, to support their highly illegal actions, that being same-sex relationships. Though never explicit, somehow Edgar Jones as Muriel spitting an olive pit into Sandra's open hand or dancing to music in Sandra's living room in just her underwear seems much more sexualized than her having fairly explicit obligatory coitus with her husband. Likewise, Elordi as Julius exudes sexual desire in every scene. While the film does verge on the sentimental with its gushing music and tragic near misses and tear-jerking scenes, by the end, you'll be siding with the characters and hoping their love will be eternal. On Swift Horses is now playing. Check your local listings. And Another Simple Favor is streaming on Prime. This is Daniel Garb of the Movies each Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.